Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
New Year's resolutions. If you make them, can you keep them? John always gets out his pencil and paper and starts jotting down his bad habits and little shortcomings. He's determined that this time I'm really going to make resolutions and keep them. His January diary usually reads like this. January 1, everything fine. Remembered the mall day today. January 2, busy at the office. During phone conversation, a few words slipped out, but it wasn't on purpose. January 5, not so good. Unconsciously took a drink and ordered a second before I caught myself. January 6, forget the resolutions. Too busy today. January 10, I'm not so bad after all. I'll give up on them. How many have gone through the same process? It only took a few days to discover that it's pretty hard to just make ourselves better. Then we decide we're not so bad after all, not nearly as bad as others. It's human nature to want to improve yourself. January is when most people find it is easier to break a resolution than to break a habit. The Bible says, "The heart is deceitful above all else. Who can know it?" Jeremiah 2 says, "Although you wash yourselves with soda and use an abundance of soap, the stain of your guilt is still before me, declares the Sovereign Lord." All of us welcome a new fresh start when we have failed. But the problem lies in the fact that we often look for a new start in the wrong place. We look within, and we try to triumph over our old sinful nature. So repeatedly, we fail. God says you might as well try to take the spots off of a leopard as to try to do good when you're accustomed to doing wrong. But God has a way of changing a person from the inside and gives him a new start. He begins by blotting out the sins of the past when you seek his forgiveness. You can't be at your best when you're constantly harassed by the past. Every time you try to do right, you remember the last time you failed. You eventually feel like throwing in the towel and crying out, "Why bother? Why try? What makes me think I can do any better this time?" But when God forgives your sin, he frees you from the bondage of the past. The Bible uses word pictures to describe God's forgiveness. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions or sins from us. So how far is the east from the west? An indeterminable distance. East and west never meet. That's the picture God gives to let us know our sins will never confront us again. Another word picture is that of casting our sins into the depths of the sea. God even forgets our sins, for he says, "Their sins will I remember no more. I am he who blots out your transgressions and will not remember your sins." And again, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new person. The old is gone, the new has come." Why not start the new year by knowing what it is to have your sins forgiven? Take the hand of a loving Savior and walk with him day by day. Instead of making new resolutions this year, trust God. He alone can change your life. Then you will have a hope and a future. Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." And that is good news for today and forever.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.